Pope John Paul II made his first public comment today on the pedophilia scandals rocking the Catholic Church in the United States. In his annual Easter message to priests, the Pope spoke of the grave scandal casting suspicion over all priests. His letter was presented to the media today, but the Vatican evaded questions on how it intends to cope with the daily stream of new revelations. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
He never used the word pedophilia, but Pope John Paul referred to it indirectly in one paragraph at the end of his 22-page letter. Cardinal Dario Castiglione Hoyos, head of the Vatican Department for the Clergy, read it out at a press conference.
In quanto sacerdoti, noi siamo personalmente scossi.
He said, as priests, we are personally and profoundly afflicted by the sins of some of our brothers who have betrayed the grace of ordination in succumbing even to the most grievous forms of evil. The message added that priests have to overcome human weakness by committing themselves more fully to the search for holiness. The cardinal said John Paul is supportive of bishops and priests in dioceses shaken by the scandal. Cardinal Castrillon then said he would listen to all questions before answering them. Reporters lined up and asked whether the Holy See would review its requirement of priestly celibacy, whether it's true the Vatican is planning to ban homosexuals from the priesthood, whether the Vatican continues to support Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law, who has been criticized for his handling of sexual misconduct by priests in his diocese. Cardinal Castrillon responded with a prepared statement.
Nell'ambiente di pansessualismo.
The cardinal acknowledged that in the pervasive world climate of what he called pansexualism and sexual license, some priests have committed the very grave crime of sex abuse. But he also lamented the lack of comparative studies on sexual misconduct by other professionals, such as doctors, psychiatrists, teachers, politicians, and journalists. Cardinal Castiglione also rejected criticism that the Holy See does not severely punish pedophiles among its ranks.
Si delictum admiserit contra sextum decalogi preceptum cum minoribus.
Reading in Latin from the Code of Canon Law of 1917, the cardinal said a priest found guilty by the church of committing a sexual crime against a person under 16 years of age is suspended and declared evil. John Allen, correspondent of the National Catholic Reporter, said American Catholics will be disappointed they didn't hear what they were hoping to hear.
The problem, as I understand it, is not so much the existence of laws and policies, it's the enforcement, the use of those laws and policies. And I think those are the questions that are being asked in the states today. And what is the accountability? What are the consequences for people who don't observe the norms that exist? And quite frustratingly, we didn't get answers to any of those questions this morning.
But pedophilia is not an exclusively American problem. In January, the Catholic Church in Ireland agreed to a landmark payment of $110 million to children abused by clergy over decades. Cover-ups of pedophilia cases have been reported in England, France, and Australia. And Vatican sources say the Pope is particularly saddened by recent allegations of sexual misconduct by Archbishop Julius Piatt in his native Poland. Some analysts believe the Vatican has been silent up to now because all the bishops and cardinals involved in the scandals or in mishandling them were appointed during this papacy. Bob Kaiser, who has covered the Vatican for various journals since the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s, is skeptical the Vatican can tackle this problem and says American Catholics should take the initiative.
I think the solution would be for American Catholics to put lots of pressure on the American bishops and start doing their own thing. They've got to select their own priests in their own way. They have to put aside the rules that were formulated back in 1054. They're 1,000 years old. They don't work anymore. And we just have to assert ourselves.
But many Catholics are still hoping the Pope will speak more forcefully on a global scandal which is growing day by day and which could ultimately taint the twilight of his papacy. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.